This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, September 17th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The damage done by Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas is topping $7 billion by some estimates. That's about 70% of the nation's gross domestic product. That would be equivalent to a natural disaster causing $15 trillion in the United States. The Worldview is raising money for Christian churches on the island hardest hit. Simply go to generations.org and click on Give, then select the category International Ministry Outreach. Expect gas prices to pump up. After 5% of the world's oil supplies were knocked out by military attacks on Saudi oil stations over the weekend, oil prices bumped up 11%, reports oilprice.com. That's the largest increase since the 1991 First Gulf War. Yemen Houthi Muslims, funded by Iran, have claimed responsibility for the attacks, reports Fox News. A grisly find in an abortionist's home in South Bend, Indiana. Police have uncovered 2,246 preserved corpses of dead babies in the home of Dr. Ulrich Klopfer. The abortionist had died on September 3rd, reports WSBT. The state of New York removed its religious exemption for immunizations during the summer months. This has provided an uptick in families opting for homeschooling, reports the Wall Street Journal. The United States of America are not so united anymore, with California banning state government travel to Alabama, Kentucky, North Carolina, Texas, Oklahoma, and Mississippi because it disagrees with their conservative worldview, reports the Sacramento Bee. The latest state to receive the travel ban is Iowa, after the legislature banned Medicaid funding for transgender surgeries. Benny Hinn, the well-known faith preacher, says he has been walking back the prosperity gospel message now for 2 years, which various online videos have substantiated, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. He made this confession in an Encounter TV interview.
It has damaged a lot of people.
Saying he does not see the Bible in the same way he used to, Hinn claims he is into the word, quote, way more, end quote, and now studies it for his own spiritual benefit. Hinn said he wants to be a preacher of the gospel, which he described as the message that, quote, Jesus, the Son of God, who came to earth, lived a sinless life, proved to be the Son of God by the miracles and by death and resurrection. And we have to preach Jesus crucified and Jesus resurrected, and to point people to the cross, because the cross is life. The cross is what brings change to their lives, end quote. Hinn preached to 7.3 million people in three crusades in 2007 and a total of 1.5 billion people over the years, according to BennyHinn.org. Thank God he gives grace to the humble. James 4:6. The median income for young men in the workforce has dropped 12% from $46,000 to $40,500 since 1974, adjusted for inflation. Women have seen a median income rise from $20,000 to $30,000 over the same period. The Kendrick movie Overcomer topped $29 million in its fourth week at the box office. The film is on track to overcome receipts for Courageous, the Kendrick's 2011 film, but is still falling pretty far short of War Room's success in 2015. This year's box office receipts for the pro-life movie Unplanned hit $19 million. That compares to $5 million for the pro-life movie October Baby in 2011. And finally, Kenya Standard Media featured a story on September 11th of a police chief inspector known as the, quote, preaching policeman, end quote. William Sifuna patrols the dusty streets of Maralal with a gun and a Bible. He told KSM, quote, we need God's intervention in everything we are doing as the police force, end quote. Before locking up the criminals, he says he preaches to them, and most of them confess and turn away from sin. Then he also works with thieves to restitute to their victims what they have stolen. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.